Blog Talk Radio.
Come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured.
We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardon of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that may be hurting deep within their very souls. Father God, I would be so mindful to give your name the glory, honor, and praise. For these and other blessings we ask in thy Son Jesus' name. And we shall all say amen and amen. And all right, we're coming right back at you. Tonight's episode and theme is false teachers / false prophets. And on last night, I gave that sermon, but for some reason we had bad audio. And so I was not pleased with that recording. And I asked God if I could come back and revamp that and come across again tonight. And so I'm coming tonight back at you. Those of you, my friends, my kinship, my extended family members, my church followers, and all of you that make Blog Talk and make also the old Ship of Zion the station that it is. And I just thank God for you, you, and you that continue to listen to the old Ship of Zion. And so I want to go, I don't want to, you know, just go into any long preliminaries with just talk. I would like to go down deep in depth of these imposters, of these false prophets and false teachers that will be coming your way and my way. And matter of fact, they're already here, scattered around the world. They're already here. But I just want to give you an outline. You know, the Word of God tells us, warning before destruction. So as a messenger of God, my job is to instruct you and to avoid you from going into any dangerous zones or surroundings. So that's what I am here to represent tonight, is to talk with you and consult with you about the false prophets and the false teachers that's just, you know, coming up all around us in today's 21st century. And so we're going to go and we're going to talk a little about these false teachers, since the episode is about false teachers. And, of course, false teachers include false prophets as well. But we know that false prophets appear in the past among the people, and in the same way false teachers will appear among you. They will bring in destruction, untrue doctrine, and they will bring upon themselves sudden destruction. Even so, many will follow their immoral ways. And because of what they do, others will speak evil of the way of truth. In their greed, these false teachers will make a profit out of telling you made-up stories. But we know now there are people, you know, all around that go around the world, you know, around the country, prophesying and prophesying and getting money to tell you false and untrue stories. And so this is just a hand up to warn you to be aware that those imposters are real and they are out there. They're out there seeking whom they may devour. And so the Word of God tells us that for a long time, how their judge had been ready, and their judge is God, and their destroyer has been wide awake. God is never asleep. God did not spare the angels who sinned, but threw them into hell, where they are kept chained in darkness, waiting for the day of judgment. God did not spare the ancient world, but brought the flood on the world of godless people. The only one that he saved was Noah, who preached righteousness and seven other people. God condemned the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, destroying them with fire, and made them example of what will happen to the godless. He rescued Lot, a good man who distressed by the immoral conduct of lawless people. That God man lived among them, and day after day he suffered agony. This is because he was tired of listening to their lies. And he saw and heard their evil actions. And so the Lord knows how to rescue godly people from their trials and how to keep the wicked under punishment. For the day of judgment, especially those who follow their filthy body lust and despise God's authority, these false teachers are bold and arrogant, and they show no respect for the glorious being above. That's God. Instead, they insult them, even the angels who are so much stronger and mightier than those false teachers. They do accuse them with insults in the presence of the Lord. But those men act by instinct, like wild animals born to be captured and killed. They attack with insults. Anything they do not understand, they will be destroyed like wild animals. And they will be paid with suffering for the suffering they have caused. Pleasure for them is to do everything and anything in broad daylight. They will satisfy their bodily appetite. They are a shame and a disgrace as they join you in your meal at all the while enjoying their deceitful ways. They want to look at nothing but immoral women. Their appetite for sin is never satisfied. They lead weak people into traps. Their heart are trained to be greedy. They're under God's curse. They have left the straight path and have lost their way. They have followed the path taken by Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the money he would get for doing wrong and was rebuked for his sin. His donkey spoke with a human voice and stopped the prophet's insane action. These men are like dried up streams, like clouds blown among by a storm. God has reserved a place for them in the deepest darkness. They make proud and stupid statements and use immoral body lust to trap those who are just beginning to escape. This means that those that are just beginning to live a sanctified Christian life before God, these are the ones that they want to re-entrap. So this is what God means when he says that they lust is to trap those who are just beginning to escape from the world, from among the people who live in error. They promise them freedom while they themselves are slaves of destruction. And the Bible tells us that you are a slave of anything that has conquered him. And if people have escaped from the corrupting force of the world through their knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and then are again caught and conquered by them, such people are in worse condition at the end than they were at the beginning. It would have been much better for them never to have known the way of righteousness than to know it and then turn away from the sacred command that was given them. What happened to them shows that the proverbs are true. A dog goes back to what is vomit, and a pig that has been washed goes back to roll in mud. And we know that today there are false prophets that all around us. They're on television, they're in magazines, they're on the radio. They are everywhere and anywhere. But I come to tell you the good news of Jesus Christ. And God wants you to be aware. He don't want you to be ignorant. He don't want you to be unlearned. He don't want you to go into anything without being first warned. And these are the words of God. God said, the Lord says, the prophets and the priests are godless. I have caught them doing evil in the temple itself. The path they follow will be slippery and dark. I will make them stumble and fall. I am going to bring disaster on them. The time of their punishment is coming. The Lord has spoken. I have seen the sins of Samaria. They have spoken in the name of Baal and have led my people astray. But I have seen the prophets in Jerusalem do even worse. They commit adultery and tell lies. They help people to do wrong so that no one stop doing what is evil. To me, they are all as bad as the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Hallelujah. So God says that I am a God who is everywhere and not in one place only. No one can hide where I cannot see him. Do you not know that I am everywhere in the heavens and on earth? I know what those prophets have said who speak lies in my name and claim that I have given them my message in their dreams. How much longer will those prophets mislead my people with the lies they have invented? They think that the dreams they tell will make my people forget me, just as their father forgot me and turned to Baal. The prophet who has had a dream should say it's only a dream. Hallelujah. And so we know that these false prophets come to deceive you. And the Lord said, when one of my people, a prophet or a priest, asks you, what is the Lord's message? You are to tell him you are a burden to the Lord, and he is going to get rid of you. If one of my people, or a prophet, or a priest, even use the word the Lord's burdens, I will punish him and his family. Instead, each one should ask his friend and his relative, what an answer has the Lord given? What has the Lord said? So they must no longer use the word the Lord's burden, because if anyone lies, I will make my message a real burden to him. The people have perverted the word of their God, the living God, the Lord Almighty. Jeremiah asked the prophet, what answer did the Lord give you? What did the Lord say? And if they disobeyed my command and used the word the Lord's burden, then tell them that I will certainly pick them up and throw them far away from me. Both them and the city that I gave to them and their ancestors, I will bring on them everlasting shame and disgrace that will never be forgotten. So we know that there are people, and also the Bible says that to be aware. He told us to be aware of a prophet that is, that's popular. Because if a prophet is popular, then that means that he's lying and he's conniving and telling untold truth about God, and he's deceiving you. And so God don't want you to be deceived. So this is what God is wanting you to know. Now, it says that the prophet of prophesying falsehood in my name. I have neither sent them, nor commanded them, nor spoken to them. They are prophesying to you a false vision, divination, fertility, and the deception of their own mind. Hallelujah. And the Lord says that in the New Testament, Jesus told the apostles, he said that the apostles spoke many times about false prophets in the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus told about the mark of the false prophets and the consequences of being one. We find out that in the law of Matthew 7 and 15 through 23, he also cautioned his followers, hallelujah, to be aware of false prophets who would arise during time of tribulation. That this is what the time that we're living in, saints of God, and you that are out there in my digital listening audience. We are living in the last days. We are living in the trials and tribulations as we see. So God said that there would be false prophets who would arise during time of tribulations and in the end time. That's in the law of Matthew 24 and 11 through 24. You can also get in the law of Mark 13 and 22. He said to be careful when the world loves a prophet. That's what I just said. A prophet words, because prophet who is false is apt to be popular. That's in the law of Luke 6 and 26. The apostles instruct believers to be diligent in faith and understanding of Christian teaching. In order to discern false prophets when they arise, in the law of 2 Peter 1 and 10, 1 and 19 through 2, and 1 and 19, and then the law of John 4 and 1. The tests of a prophet are, number one, do their predictions come true? Hallelujah. Number two, do the prophet have a divine commission? That's in the law of Jeremiah 29 and 9. Number three, are the prophecies consistent with Scripture? In other words, can you back it up with the Scripture? That's in the law of 2 Peter 1 and 20 through 21. And then in the law of Revelation 22 and 18 through 19, do the people benefit spiritually from the prophet's ministry? That's in the law of Jeremiah 23 and 13, 14, 32, and in the law of 1 Peter 4 and 11. Now, this is what God's punishment weigh in on those false prophets. Punishment for false prophets were just as severe in the New Testament as they were in the Old. And Paul calls the false prophet to be stricken with blindness. That's in the law of Acts 13 and 6 through 12. But most other punishments were more permanent in nature. Jesus said that the false prophets would be cut down and burned like a bad tree. That's in the law of Matthew 7 and 19. 2 Peter 2 and 4 describes being cast into the pit of darkness. And we find out the ultimate punishment appear in Revelation 19 and 20, and then 20 and 10. The false prophets, the beast, and the devil will be thrown into a lake of fire and brimstone, and to be tormented forever. These are the divine words of God. And so I hope, in ending in prayer, that I have said something to demagnetize your spirit and infuse your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now. Thank you.